Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day of mercies, a new day of opening our eyes to the wonders of your love, through your wonderful plan, your God quality of life that's available to us here on earth. We really appreciate it. And thank you. Thank you for this morning's word. Bless it to our bodies and our bodies to your service. Your will be done. Your kingdom come. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. We're reading from Philemon 1, verse 18 to 20. And here Paul just instructs, you know, if there's anything short, if this guy that was a slave but now he's coming back as a brother, Onesimus, I will repay him. So you just see the heart of God, the heart of a disciple. And yes, so if any wrongs or anything, he will pay him back. And you know, we listen to this heart and we think, oh, Paul, nice man, and that's good, you know, and we measure things by good and evil, right and wrong. But we need to understand, and that wonderful testimony of that lady that has come out of that gay lifestyle, that, you know, all the perversions that are in this world. And she says it was from four she was there. And then she met the Lord, you know. And her whole life changed. But she had to die. She had to die what she thought is good and evil. What she thought is good, and then the other things are bad. So what I'm just wanting to point out, you know the story of Paul. Now let's go back to the story of Jesus. Jesus came not for himself. Amen. He says, I'm here for the glory of my Father. What he tells me is that what I say, and that's, and what I do according to his leading. So it's totally married to his heavenly identity, to his heavenly family, and to his heavenly purpose. And that's exactly the same with Paul. Remember, Paul was, many guys would have said, hey, this is a radical guy, lovely and religious, knows the law, and look at it, he hates these Christians, he persecutes them. And to some people, that would have been fine. But can you see, he had to lose his life to find his life. And how did he do that? You can't do it without the Lord. It's the Lord that met him, and then the Lord that changed him. And then he had to stay fighting the good fight of faith on that highway of holiness into the perfect love of God. Into the perfect love of God every morning, every day. And then for the rest of his life. And you can see the warning of what happens when you don't. And then you can think you are alive and you're actually dead. Because you're back into conforming yourselves what you must eat and what you mustn't eat. And what is right and what is wrong. And your heart is not in the hand of God and he's directing you. And this is where Paul's motivation is coming. All his teachings tell you that. I died with Christ and I now live with Christ by faith in him who loved me and has given himself for me. So it's a life, it's a marriage. You died to the old things, the old way of life, the old way of thinking, the old attitudes and actions, and you're now alive to God and his plan. And that's exactly what you see in Revelation 3. You know, a person that... Okay, the second part of Revelation 3, right at the beginning, the Church of Sardis, where these guys have heard, they're in tune, they have died to the old life, and they're looking to the Lord, and they're putting on the garment of praise, the garment of righteousness. Yeah, that's the God quality of life, because they're staying in tune with it. And then it says so beautiful, so the Lord doesn't come like a thief to them one day, or when they drop this body, and their names will never be blotted out. And more than that, he will show himself strong towards them because they acknowledge him. And so he comes in the glory of the Father, his own glory, and the glory of the angels. Guys, that is a reality. Same with me. I grew up to start thinking I'm a Brandon, and the Brandon side, which was the fighters and the rebellious, and that's what I was. And my brother grew up from young and thinking he's gay, and that's the way he went. But both of us had to come to a place where we realized that we are being deceived, the elementary spirits of this world is not what it's all about. It's about the eternal heart. It's about the eternal spirit from God. That is where the reality is found. That is where we find what no eye has seen, or ears heard, or heart has perceived. So guys, just the encouragement again. You died with Christ so that you may live with Christ by faith and walk with him on a daily basis. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.